There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Literary Moment. Milestones in literary history.
Okay, so tomorrow is the 11th of November, the day World War One ended at 11 o'clock in the morning on the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918. It's commonly referred to as Armistice Day, Veterans Day, or Remembrance Day. And the anniversary is used to remember all who have died in war, not just World War One. And it's today's literary moment because it has a strong connection with literature. So some facts here. In 1915, pocket broadsheets of inspiring literature were given to troops, and some of those troops would also go on to write poetry about their experiences. You'll have heard of poets like Wilfred Owen, Robert Graves, and Siegfried Sassoon. Now, Yvette has kindly brought a poem to read out that I think beautifully captures the calm before the storm of war breaking out. What is the poem that you have with you?
So the poem I have chosen for today is a poem called Adlestrop, and it was written by Edward Thomas, who was a poet, an essayist, and it's not describing war in any way. What it is isolating a moment in time, which was shortly before the war, the First World War started, and it's bringing, I think, to all our minds the things that war takes away from us. So I am, quite happy to be reading this one.
Take it away, Yvette.
I will. Adlestrop by Edward Thomas. Yes, I remember Adlestrop. The name because one afternoon of heat, the express train drew up there unwontedly. It was late June. The steam hissed. Someone cleared his throat. No one left and no one came on the bare platform. What I saw was Adlestrop, only the name, and willows, willow herb and grass, and meadow sweet, and haycocks dry, no whit less still and lonely fair than the high cloudlets in the sky. And for that minute, a blackbird sang close by, and round him, mistier, farther and farther, all the birds of Oxfordshire and Gloucestershire. And I just love that because I just think it sums up the peace, the tranquility that was about to be shattered then and so many more times in the intervening years. So that's Edward Thomas and Adlestrop.
Thank you very much for reading that out. What was also quite sad was that he never actually saw that verse in print.
He didn't, no. I mean, he was actually killed in the First World War. 1917, before that actually appeared in book form. He joined a regiment called the Artists' Rifles, which again I found was quite interesting. It was set up in the 1800s to bring together artists, so sculptors, painters, writers, all those people, and carried on for quite some years afterwards as a reservist force. But lots of interesting things about his life.
Thank you very much for reading that and for all those fun facts as well. Now, I've got a topical book recommendation, and it is about the School Librarian of the Year Award. Now, would you mind explaining that before I launch into the topical book recommendations?
Absolutely. So School Librarian of the Year Award is something that Emirates Literature Foundation runs in conjunction with the Executive Council. And we're actually preparing for it now. It's all been very exciting. One of the things I've been involved with since I came back. And we are looking for an inspirational school librarian. Now, you could nominate yourself. You could persuade someone else to nominate you, but hopefully people where you're working will recognise what you do for the school and maybe have a look at our website and nominate you, because they are unsung heroes. And obviously, having been a school librarian myself, I know how important we are. I know what wonderful things we do. And I'd like to join everybody and celebrate that.
Well, I thought to myself, if we're going to talk about School Librarian of the Year Award, maybe I should try and think of books that have librarians in them or that feature librarians in some way. And because you are a librarian, I instead decided that I would ask you.
Yes, I note the list I have here, Annabelle, is the list I gave you. So I'm glad you read my WhatsApp anyway. That's comforting.
See, that's another lesson. Listen to your librarians.
Oh, always. We are always right. And even when we're not right, we know we're not right, so we're still right.
Exactly. My favourite quote about librarians is Neil Gaiman's, "Google can bring you back 100,000 answers. A librarian can bring you back the right one."
It's true.
So here are some books about librarians, courtesy of Yvette, which I will read out. The Librarian by Sally Vickers. The Time Traveller's Wife by Audrey Niffenegger, which is one of my favourite last names. There Are Many Libraries in The Historian by Elizabeth Kostova. The Shadow of the Wind by Carlos Ruiz Zafón features a mysterious caretaker of books. Mrs. Phelps in Matilda comes to mind. And my personal favourite is Neil Gaiman's Sandman, who has a copy of every book never written, looked after by a librarian.
I'm glad you got that right. I put never. So, yeah, it's all the books of your dreams, all the books that people have thought about writing and never have. There's a few of mine in there.
I think that's such a great idea.
I know. It's wonderful, isn't it?
What's the librarian about? But you know what I mean.
That's a recent one, Sally Vickers. I love her books, all of her books. And The Librarian is set in 1950s. And the central character is a librarian. It's how she brings magic to children's lives and also her own life and what happens to her. It's a great read, a lovely, relaxing read.
A lovely, relaxing read. So there you go. There are some books about librarians, because we were talking about the School Librarian of the Year Award. And elfdubai.org is where you can go for more information about that, and emiratelitfest.com. Those are the two websites you need to have in mind for more information about what we talk about on the show.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.